Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're still covering driving for dollars versus smart wholesaling. This is part two of the series. Today, you're going to be learning the 19 benefits of smart wholesaling in the year 2000 and digital against driving for dollars. So before we dive in again, what is wholesaling? What is real estate wholesaling? It's the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing to potentially distressed and motivated sellers, locking under contract and selling the rights to the contract to an end buyer for a lucrative fee between $1,000 and $82,000, which is my highest one-time fee ever. Others have made more. So with smart wholesaling, you can be assured three things. You'll be able to skip 80% of the hustle in traditional wholesaling. Number two, you can make six figures or more per year with or without closing deals. And you can actually close 10 times more deals. So the mission statement is to get you up and running $1 million empire in just 11 days. This is my team. Again, my name is Ola. That's my beautiful wife, and that's our COO and assistant who helps us make this all possible. So feel free to tag them in the comment area. So 19 benefits of smart wholesaling in the year 2000. Number one, everybody else drive for dollars for you. Okay, it's called D4X. You have everybody else do it for you. You don't have to be the one doing it. The difference between 4 to 5 people driving for you or hiring 4 to 5 drivers per day to drive for you. We're going to share that for you for free. Okay, basically the skills you're going to be learning will allow you to be able to hire 4 to 5 drivers per day. If you truly believe in driving for dollars, then you should be thinking about driving for dollars on steroids, meaning you can use it together with digital marketing. Okay, basically it means you have everybody else doing it for you, not you. Okay, you don't get paid in entrepreneurship for doing things, you get paid for getting things done, especially if you can apply leverage. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, everyone else is spending $50 to $500 per lead to find deals. Okay. Now, let's switch that. With smart wholesaling, you can have everyone else spending that same money to find it for you. They find you the deals, okay? You don't have to be the one finding the deals. More than enough people, like I said, the market is saturated with deals that people don't even know how to dispose. They don't have the buyers. They don't have enough buyers to buy these deals, okay? And that's the gap in the marketplace. And with smart wholesaling, you can be the one creating these buyers, creating market, which means increasing demand, which means increasing how much we can all get paid, right? Because there's going to be increased competition on the end of buying the deals. There's competition on the end of finding the deals right now. But who's buying the deals, okay? If you've been in this business for any long amount of time, you've seen deals that are basically lingering on the market. No one is willing to buy because the few cash buyers are basically, they have the options, okay? Number three, you have a perpetually growing list of buyers network. Like I said, the skill set you're going to learn here, you can either use it to grow how many drivers are driving for you if that's what you want to do, or you can use it to grow your buyers network. Either way, you're going to be able to make serious amount of money following this path, okay? But you're able to grow a list of buyers network. A list of buyers network includes buyers, of course, includes partners, includes investors, includes other wholesalers, includes realtors, includes anybody that's interested in making money in real estate, okay? One form or the other, okay? Number four, you have the audience and the list to move deals. Again, there are enough people in the marketplace that know how to find deals. They're already making the calls. They're calling, they're cold calling, they're blast texting everybody. They are finding deals, okay? Or they are basically killing deals for themselves because there's too many of them calling the same people, right? There's enough deals. My point here is that you can actually have the audience and a list of a buyer's network to move those deals. Number five, your business is the shortest distance to close deals. So if you find a deal, you have to find a buyer and then you go to closing, right? Right now with smart wholesaling, You leverage people that are already finding deals. So you skip 80% of the work. Like I said, 80% of the work is finding the deals. There's enough people doing that in the marketplace. Now you can have buyers. Okay. When I say buyers, I mean buyers. I mean tons of buyers, not 30,000, not 10,000. I'm talking about growing list of active buyers today. Okay. Basically, when you do that, you have the shortest distance to actually close deals because the deal is already there. It's just a matter of matching with the buyer and then you go to close deals and then you share money all day long. By cutting out 80% of the work, you can do more of it, basically. Number six, you can monetize your ever-growing list for MSI, RI, and PI. Okay, if you want to guess and put in the commentary if you know what those means. In the meanwhile, I'll wait maybe 10 seconds if you want to comment. What do you think MSI means, RI, and PI? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 2. Well, it means multiple streams of income, residual income, and passive income. Okay, see, majority of the problem for a lot of newbies coming into the game is that they have to wait for the first deal to close before they make money. What we're going to show you here is we're going to show you how to build a list, monetize the list, but then increase your chances of actually closing deals by doing so. That way you don't have to wait for deals to close before you make money. So with or without deals, you will make money. Number seven, your business is recession proof because it's a people's business. It's not about properties, okay? Driving for dollars traditionally means you go write down a bunch of property addresses. The problem with that is that you're not talking to people. Yeah, I know somebody said, hey, just stop by and talk to people. It's BS. How many people are you going to talk to on the road? I'm talking about talking to 100 people in 1 minute as opposed to talking to one person for the next 100 minutes. I'm talking about leverage, okay? It's not about properties. It's about serving people. Number eight, everything and every move is traceable and trackable for free down to impressions. That means how many times people actually see what you're offering. And clicks, that means how many times actually people take action to see more information without spending $5,000 on setting up Podio. Okay, there's a lot of people, it's either they're wasting time on driving for dollars or they're wasting money trying to set up Podio and then they're still not making money. If that's resonating with you, I want you to stay tuned because we've got more. Number nine, it's gamifiable and addictive. You will never quit. This is like a game. It's like playing games at home, right, with your child. You will never quit because you can see the numbers. You can see your progress. You can see if you're doing badly yesterday. You can see if you did well last week or in the last 28 days. And you can make intelligent decisions on how to grow your business as opposed to just leave everything in the hands of fate, not even know if your driving for dollars last week was good or not because no deals closed. The chances that deals will ever close is less than 1%. No deals closed, so you don't even know if what you did last week was helpful or not. And then you quit, and then you start all over 3 months ago again later if you are actually somebody trying to make it work, right? Most people never come back again, and that leaves a bad taste in their mouth. So it's really, really a big struggle out there for a lot of people. So this is gamifiable, meaning it can act like it's a game. It's easier to do it that way because you're doing it from your laptop anywhere in the world. It's addictive and you will never quit on yourself. Number 10, no need to pick up the phone if you don't want to. Okay, because again, all that cold calling stuff, have other people do it, driving for dollars, have other people do it, knocking on doors, have other people do it. You don't have to do those kind of crap, especially when the majority of the people are listening to people that they should go do it. That's good. Kudos to them. Enough of them are going to bring deals for you. You help them get rid of the deal and you make money together. So no need to pick up the phone if you don't want to. Plus, you don't need that to make money. Okay. Number 11, everyone needs you. Traditional wholesalers, those ones that are stuck on traditional, they want the JV because they need to sell the deals. Investors want deals generated by them through your personal brand. Okay? They want these deals. Okay? Let me see if investors want deals generated by them through your personal brand. Okay? So you're going to be building a personal brand here. people are gonna want to work with you just because, okay? That's what you call influencers, okay? You're gonna learn more about that as time goes on. Number 12, forget virtual or remote wholesaling. You have an international business. Anyone can do this from anywhere in the world. Because why? Anywhere that has internet and email, okay? Let me be clear. If you have access to internet and email, then you can do this from anywhere in the world. Number 13, user-generated data for deep analytics and growth intelligence. You don't have to wait until you close your first deal before you know if what you're doing is working or not. That's an extremely frustrating process, and I'm sure you agree with that. Number 14, you are the number one asset of your business, not your car, okay, for driving for dollars, or the properties. It's none of those above, especially in the new era that we're moving into. The kids don't care about home ownership anymore, and that's value. They don't care if enough people, millions of people, are growing into that space where they don't care. Then you should start changing some things. The number one thing you should change is that make sure that this is a people's business for you. That way you can keep serving people. That way you have a recession-proof business. Because if this is about properties and real estates, right? I love real estate. We're gonna make money from real estate. But you gotta lead with value for people. Because if you don't, you will miss it. And you were like, but real estate works all the time. Well, real estate also tanks sometimes in the wrong cycle of the recession or wrong cycle of the economy. It tanks sometimes too. And that will only affect you if you don't turn this to a people's business. So you are the number one asset of your business, not your car, nor your properties. Number 15, you are building the number two asset of your empire, the list, the buyer's network, which is how you flip and move money faster than drivers. Okay? That's just a fact, okay? You move a lot more money faster because you're moving information. And this time and age, this is digital age, 2000 digital, 2000 information. It's about moving information. If you can move information faster, you make a lot more money than the people that get stuck on traditional, okay? What we call traditional, 40 years ago, I guess it's not traditional right now, but right now, what we're doing right now is going to be traditional for people 20 years from now. Just keep that in mind. You got to be moving with the times fast enough too. Number 16, it maximizes leverage, which is supreme to work and hustle. I don't care how many times you've heard work and hustle everywhere, okay? Leverage is king at the end of the day. The people that are preaching hustle to you are using leverage to preach it to you and 10,000 other people, meaning they're using leverage, okay? Indirectly proportional to the amount of your direct input. You're gonna build smart wholesaling business model, which means less of your direct input, the only input required of you. I'm going to share that with you in a second. Number 17, it simplifies your business to three things: input, technology, and output. Okay, as you would discover on each step in this series. So we're going to be covering a few processes, but all of that will be described with input, technology, and output. We're going to make it extremely simple so you can understand. Because we're in that age, it's really that simple. Number 18, the input goal, right? Like I said, less and less of your direct inputs, meaning you want to be able to sleep and make money in your sleep, okay? So it's going to be less and less of your direct input. So the input goal is to limit to system improvement and optimization, excluding you as an input from physical standpoint. So basically, you let the system, the machine run, they give you some data, you see some data, and then you use that data to improve and optimize your processes. That's what 2000 and digital business model is about, including wholesaling, which is what we call smart wholesaling today. Number 19, systemized and built-in consistency machine. The number one secret of any business, right, is consistency. But consistency is hard as hell. It sucks, okay? So you need to position yourself for consistency, because if you position yourself in front of strategies that are frustrating, then you automatically remove consistency, and then you can't be consistent because you're human, right? At some point, you care less about money, and then you're like, you know what, it's frustrating. The process is frustrating. But we all want to make money, but we want to make money in an efficient manner, in a place that is easy for us to do it consistently, because then it makes sense, so we can leave that lifestyle, that beach laptop lifestyle. Somebody told you it's not possible. It is possible. Okay, you can absolutely work from home with a laptop and move value through the world and let everyone else who is stuck on traditional do what they're supposed to do. It's okay. The world moves around and it fits where it's supposed to fit. If this message resonates with you, absolutely, I have a question for you. I want you to go share below which of these 19 benefits you resonate with the most. In your own words, I want you to share below in the comment area. I want you to share in your own words and understanding which one of those 19 makes sense or you feel like you resonate with, is something you can relate with. And then part three, we're going to be covering the 7 characteristics of the smart real estate wholesaling business model. We're going to cover that. Hopefully, that was very helpful for you. I can't wait. Make sure you stick it around all the way through. Hopefully, that was helpful. Go download this book. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com is where you want to go download the book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. And I'll give you this if you go there right now for free as well, too. Real Estate Money Secrets, my newest book. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.